This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 12 April 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Here's a summary. 19 Palestinians, including 3 children, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 10 of the victims, including a man and his child and 2 brothers, were extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces. 94 Palestinians, including 32 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation force gunfire during the week. Israeli occupation forces continued to shell Palestinian areas in the Gaza Strip, particularly in the northern area. Israeli occupation forces conducted 27 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and concentrated mainly in Nablus. 70 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children and a girl, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces in the past week. 7 homes were transformed by the Israeli military into military sites. Israeli occupation forces broke into Al-Ahli Hospital in Hebron and arrested 2 injured Palestinians. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have closed the border crossings in the Gaza Strip. A new permanent checkpoint was established at Idjisrum, southwest of Nablus, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 5 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, at checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have continued the construction of the wall north of Jerusalem in the new Shari Sharom settlement. Israeli occupation forces are transforming the cabinet checkpoint south of Jerusalem into a border crossing similar to the Kalandia crossing. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Settlers seized a home in the old town of Hebron. For more information on these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.